Hello. Hi. How are you doing? Good. Woo! Yay! Sorry, I was just trying to be all American then, like, enthusiasm, all shouty and stuff. 'Cause you all go woo and stuff like that, and afraid I was just a bit more reserved. I can't do that. But no, still no. I've never been that enthusiastic when drinking shots at the bar, just to go woohoo shots. No, just drink it. Shut up. Anyway, so this episode is the legendary George Coxman, and he spells it with cock, not like the X, COX, not Cox, Coxman, but Coxman. He's George Coxman. I especially like his avatar at the moment because it's a little bit ninja. So I don't think it's like an ode to mine, because I'm not that arrogant. Kind of is a little bit like mine. He's wearing a scarf. I've got a scarf like that. It's cool though, George. Okay, I mean you, George. I mean that's such an English name, such a British name. Saint George. Huh? There you go. Knighted you. So, without further ado, Sir George Coxman, I will read your tweets. Loud. Right. I'm withholding sex from the hot chick at my gym until she acknowledges my presence. Good on you, George. Fucking whore. Ooh. Whoops. In a monologue. Wearing a blazer over your Ed Hardy shirt ups your douchiness by a factor of three, John Mayers. I have no idea what any of that is. Who's John Mayers? Who's Ed Hardy? I've heard of these Ed Hardy fellows, the people that wear those like disgusting garments of clothing, aren't they? Are they preppy or something? I don't know. I don't know about your American fashion. That's an oxymoron, isn't it? American fashion. Oh, gonna lose some friends there, aren't I? Anyway, fuck you. That's funny. I don't remember eating blood or diarrhea. Oh, George, you're disgusting. Whenever I come in contact with a homeless person, I make sure to wash my hands. I don't want to catch paw. Oh, George, brilliant. See, I told you he was good. Not to brag, but I'm really good at receiving head. See, I like that one a lot. I gave him a cup for that one, and it's his third top one, still hanging around after a year. Well in, George. If a transvestite goes missing, would you put their face on a carton of half and half? These are the questions that need answering. Yeah. So, yeah, we've reached the top tweet for Sir George Coxman, and here it is. Saying women who dress provocatively are asking to be raped is like saying men in suits are asking to be robbed. Well, they are, aren't they? I mean, the men in suits, they're asking. They've got money. So, yeah, rob them. Robin Hood wouldn't have a problem. Anyway, his bio says all tweets all the time. Like a rock station is all rock all the time. George Coxman. George Coxman is better than Pac-Man. I've knighted you now, Sir George. Arise, Sir George of Coxman, and the rest of you peasants, go and follow him quick before, he gets all.